This is ESPN Radio's Barton Hahn Podcast.
We are just 3 days away. That's right, 3 days away. Bartholomew Anderson Scott.
Don't remind me. I'm still in prep mode. I haven't finished. I'm crash coursing at the last minute. I still got two fat positions to deal with. I saved the fat boys for last because they don't have no damn stats. Don't got no rushing yards. Don't got no receiving yards. Got no tackles. All you know, if he sucks, you can tell.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
You went right back to Fat Boys, too, when I'm back in the studio filling in for Alan. It's Chris Garland filling in for Alan Hahn along with Bart. It is Bart and Hahn on ESPN Radio, presented by Progressive Insurance, and all guests appear via the Goodyear hotline. We are just, mercifully, 3 days away. Yeah. Here we go. And, Bart, I have tried to wrap my head around this for weeks, and I think we all have. When you have a team like the San Francisco 49ers that trades, in essence, three number one picks and a third round pick to move up to the third overall pick, I just cannot imagine. I refuse to believe that when they are on the clock, this is a no-brainer for Mac Jones. I'm sorry. I'm not buying it. Not until he is actually holding up that Niners jersey will I believe that for a second.
It's like going to, who are we sponsored by? We got any car sponsors?
Progressive.
I don't know. Or Progressive. But I'm saying, do we have any? Okay, let's just say you go to the car dealership, right? Mm. And you go there, and it's a Mustang, and it's like $20,000 and plus some change, whatever. They're throwing floor mats. And you say, you know what? I'll give you $55,000. You're like, bro, like, okay. 55,000? No, I'll give you six. Like, this is what I don't understand.
No, don't go talk to your manager.
Right. This is what I don't understand. Like, before the whole move up to third, in every draft, it had Mac Jones falling to 12th or 15th. Mm. So what I've always been told is that patience is a virtue. And the San Francisco 49ers aren't being very virtuous because they could have waited to draft day and moved up maybe to 10th, mm-hmm. maybe to 9th, just anywhere above, you know, especially now knowing what we know, that the Panthers traded for Sam Darnold. So they're out of it. Miami was never going to take a quarterback, so they're out of it. The Bengals had their quarterback. They're out of it. The Lions traded for Goff, so they're out of it. So who the hell are you betting against? Oh, I'm sorry. If he doesn't fall to you, the consolation prize for yourself is Trey Lance or Justin Fields. I don't get, see, like, they created the crazy. It's kind of like the Kardashians calling the paparazzi when they say they're going to be somewhere and acting surprised when they're there. Like, bro, he was going to be there regardless. You created the market for Mac Jones, because people were going to wait for him to fall, and if he didn't fall, they were going to maybe move up a little bit, but you gave up two future first-round draft picks. You know what that tells me? That tells me that you believe that you're going to win a Super Bowl in the next 3 years. And okay, he's going to be a cheap quarterback for you. I don't understand it. I don't see it, but thank God for dumb decision makers like San Francisco, because it's not the fact that they could have got him or that they think that he should be the quarterback. It's the fact that they gave up so much future compensation, Chris.
Well, it's brutal, and it kills everybody else. Anybody else that wanted to potentially move up, what are the Falcons now going to be asking for that number four pick? Let's say if you're New England and you want to move up that far to get a quarterback, good luck.
When did the San Francisco 49ers become the Raiders? Because the Raiders, we're accustomed to the Raiders doing the dumb stuff that messes up the market for every other team. Mm-hmm. Okay, the Raiders just paid so-and-so $2 million or $4 million over market price.
Yep.
And then everybody's like, well, hey, it's like, hey, we don't go off the Raiders. The Raiders is like their own country. It used to be. They're their own country. And now San Francisco's that country. Because this is what I don't understand. Okay, he has a low ceiling. I mean, a low floor. Okay? The ceiling is a floor. Okay, MJ. Right? He has a low ceiling. I mean, a low floor. But if you're supposed to be the quarterback whisperer that you are, and the reason why they brought you over there, Kyle Shanahan, is because you're supposed to be the quarterback whisperer. You're supposed to be able to teach people to punch above their weight class.
Yep.
So why wouldn't you take somebody, knowing that you have Jimmy G in place this year, Why wouldn't you be in the market for somebody like Fields? Whatever. This is the crazy thing. I don't even know what the holds in Fields' game is. What are they saying he can't do?
Well,
he has a stronger arm than Mac Jones.
Right. Here's what it is, though. All you're hearing now is, first of all, we heard that Fields wasn't a workaholic. And that turns out to not be true.
Look at his damn body.
Yeah.
No. Like, look at Mac Jones. He has a Luka Doncic body.
You ever hear of this before? Like, occasionally this will happen. It gets out last week that he has epilepsy. And, like, he'll grow out of that because, you know, it's a physical.
So does Samari Rose. Smoke some weed. Okay, it's okay.
Well, but it's also, like, you know, you kind of grow out of that as your brain continues to develop into your mid-20s. So that's one thing. I never saw that get out there. And here's one that I just don't understand.
Is Bill Belichick calling everybody?
I absolutely believe so.
This is Bill.
I absolutely think it's the Patriots trying to get him to slide. Because this is one that I heard the other day from a talent evaluator. That they believe that Dwayne Haskins and his recent bust is having an effect on Justin Fields. Now, I can tell you for a fact that Ryan Day did not want Dwayne Haskins to go pro. Did
right.
not think okay. he was ready at all. But they're so far different players. It's not even close in terms of maturity, in terms of everything. And look, I was a Haskins guy, but that in case of Haskins or Fields, it wouldn't be close for me.
How's that Greg McElroy game plan? How did his career work out?
AJ McCarron.
Yeah, are we holding Mac Jones accountable for that?
Greg McElroy is a great radio host.
Exactly, one of the best. Have we ever brought up the fact that this dude had a DUI? We don't attack his character or anything. We just attack the work ethic of the dude that ran a 4.4 and a dude that shredded like a Julian salad. We break him down, but we don't talk about the other guy that it's like, okay, he overthrew his receivers. Well, he's just showing his arm strength. Really?
Well, we're not the only ones that feel this way about Fields. Mel Kiper this morning pretty much feels the exact same way.
I would take Justin Fields. I think you got to go with the guy that I think is the second best quarterback in the draft. I don't know what he's done wrong to not be the second best quarterback in the draft. Two, I call them hiccups against Indiana Northwestern, one of which he wasn't even 100% in. They didn't have Chris Olave, yet you overlook and forget about what he was in 2019 when he was great. And he was really good this year. Keep in mind, he didn't lose many games either. And he outplayed Trevor Lawrence in the semifinal game and played through a significant amount of pain in that football game. So, like I say, for Justin, I think it helps him. He comes in with a chip. He left Georgia. He was the second quarterback to Trevor. Like I said, those quarterbacks that slipped just a bit, it gives him added motivation. He's got a ton of talent. I would go with Justin Fields.
I absolutely would, too. And this guy's made some throws that I don't think he gets a lot of credit for. But if he slides, that's where it's going to start to get interesting, because at 4 with the Falcons, you start to wonder what they're going to do. If they're going to go and take Kyle Pitts, if they're going to take another quarterback to make it 4 straight in the first round, or if they're going to trade back to a team, I mean.
If they bring in Penei Sewell.
Maybe they'd do that too. Maybe they would. I don't think they would do that, but I think it's possible that they could still trade back. The problem is, they're not going to get what they want, because what they're going to want is similar to what the 49ers just gave up. And that's not going to happen. We just talked about that, the idea that the market is completely screwed up here. If you were the Falcons right now, are you taking Kyle Pitts?
I'll have to give such tremendous consideration to that. You're thinking like, okay, that team needs help on defense, maybe a pass rusher. But I tell you what, the depth at pass rusher to me in the second round is deep.
Yeah.
And it's not the usual suspects. It's not the people that I believe that are at the top of the draft that I believe are the best pass rushers. It's the ones that I've looked at that's like probably second round candidates, maybe, you know, low first round, that you can get tremendous value to come back up in the first round to go steal you a talented player, and that player doesn't have the same pressure of being picked. That's the problem. Like, look at Mac Jones. At 3, if he would have been and failed to 10, he come in there, he can be a guy. This guy has to be a savior at 3.
Yeah.
Remember what we were saying about Sam Darnold? He has to be a savior. Now, I know he's going into a good situation, but that team has Super Bowl aspirations. So I just don't get it. But listen, I don't care. We'll be able to evaluate this a little later down. I think I'm crazy. I wonder what our callers think. I wonder if they can get on the lines early today, because I think I'm in the Matrix or upside down world, because I don't see what the hell the San Francisco 49ers see enough to move up. It's not like they moving up to get like Matthew Stafford. Or who would you move up for back in the day? Like, who was one of the hot quarterbacks, one or two you got to get outside of Sam Darnold? I mean, I just don't see it. Is it Deshaun Watson? Is it like, okay, I got to move up for Mahomes? You know, Mahomes had an electric arm. This guy said, well, he's ready to play day one.
Well, think about the fact that, and this is Straight Talk brought to you by Straight Talk Wireless. Think about this for a second. What the Chiefs gave up to go from 27 to 10 was a first-round pick, a third-round pick, and a first-round pick in the next year. To go from 27 to 10 to get Patrick Mahomes. So now who slides? This is the question. Who is going to be, out of those five, the guy that slides? Because now it sounds like the 49ers are down between Mac Jones and Lance, and Trey Lance, who's played 17 games in college and just won this past year.
Well, Mac Jones only played 17 games.
Yeah.
It's so many things that don't get said about him.
Yep.
DUI,
and what's,
not a strong arm. And he's only played 17 games.
And what's
as well.
What's the argument go? He's going to be there. Well, he had Tua in front of him, but they're not going to make. You know what? You look at what
did he beat out Jalen Hurts?
But I'll give you another one. Look at the last three quarterbacks at North Dakota State: Carson Wentz, Easton Stick, who's a backup in the league,
yeah. And
now Lance. Anyway, point is this: the teams that are now going to move up when a quarterback needs or slides, and one of those teams that desperately needs a quarterback is not necessarily in a great position to move up, and they are at number 20. And that is the Chicago Bears. Here's Diana Rossini this morning on Get Up.
When I look at job security, you look at the Bears. Their head coach and GM are hanging on by a thread. They are hanging on by a thread right now in terms of their job. And I think if they want to have success immediately, they're going to need to get a quarterback that can come in there and win and give them something. We know the quarterbacks on the roster. We know what they can do. I think we're all just assuming the Bears are going to stink. Let's just say the Bears are going to be solid. They need to be better than solid, though, if they want to keep their jobs.
I mean, the quarterback situation is not a good one. It's just not a good one. And they do need a quarterback, but they don't have nearly enough to move up when you consider what they just did a couple of years ago to go and get Khalil Mack. I mean, there are a couple of teams here who are in a bad spot, and we want to get your take on this at 888-SAY-ESPN, 888-729-3776. We're going to take them here in just a couple of minutes. I'll give you another team. What about the Pittsburgh Steelers at 24? If Justin Fields slid to 10 or 11 or 12, if you were Pittsburgh, who has been more aggressive the last couple of years, they gave up a future one for Micah Fitzpatrick. They moved up for Devin Bush a few years ago.
Yeah.
Would they give up a future one to go get Ben's replacement?
Only if it's, I think, Justin Fields. I don't think you go in with a guy like Trey Lance and think you can get him ready in 1 year. You want somebody that's a little bit more polished. But, you know, if I'm the Steelers, I know they've had Ben for a long time. But before it was Stew Beef, Cordell Stewart. It was, I forget the dude's name.
Tommy Maddox?
Yeah, Tommy Maddox, who they, ran out of town, burnt trash on his. Oh, I forgot you were a big Pittsburgh fan. Tommy Maddox. It's quality in the second round for quarterbacks. They still have this, reclamation project.
With Dwayne Haskins.
And Dwayne Haskins.
Yeah.
So they want to give him a legitimate shot. They know that Mason Rudolph, they need to get a new center. I mean, you think of a guy like Humphreys down there for them. They need to get a new center as Pouncey's not there anymore. I think they also believe that it's tremendous value in the second round. So I don't know if they want to give up future assets to move up. But I look at a team like the Washington football team, right?
Yep.
They're a team that, I know they say they love Heineke and Fitzmagic, Fitztragic, whatever they want to call it. But they have to understand that they have an opportunity to address a very glaring need that they have. And they may, if a guy like Trey Lance is up there, for them to move up, slightly above the New England Patriots, you call the Vikings and say, hey, you want to slide back, so you can get in front of the Patriots to be able to really make a move, then they may have an opportunity to do that. But we'll see how everything falls out. I mean, interesting, you're going to be looking at teams like Denver. Do they let a great quarterback pass them? Or is that the spot in which New England calls to say, hey, Denver, let me move up to nine to get up and get one? You can't pick quarterbacks anyway, so you better go get one in the open market. They got Locke out there. But I think that's the spot. The Panthers, I think 8-9 is going to be action spots. 7-8-9 is going to be action spots.
Let's hit it. 888-SAY-ESPN, 888-729-3776. Darren in Brooklyn going to start us off on Bart and Hahn on ESPN Radio and ESPN Plus. Darren, what's up, bud?
Hey, what's going on, fellas? How y'all doing? Just quick things. I'm a Minnesota Vikings fan. I definitely agree with Bart. Why would you go up to get a statuesque quarterback that can't improvise like a Kirk Cousins with a Mac Jones? Yeah, his IQ is off the charts, but them feet got to move. And if them feet ain't moving, you a dead duck. Kirk Cousins is always a dead duck. Can't do nothing with a quarterback who can't improvise. Come on, man. This is 2021. What you doing? I definitely think Justin Fields is definitely charted upwards. I mean, look at Mitch Trubisky. When Chicago thought they were the smartest people in the room, they wind up with egg on their face trying to get a quarterback who was nothing. He should have been in the fifth round, not the first round. Now look at it. Everybody hated him. Now look at his career. He got to walk around with a bag over his head damn near just because the organization made a catastrophic mistake like that. All right, fellas, appreciate everything. Thank you.
All right. Listen, we know how bad it can be when you get the wrong guy. It sets you back 5 years, and more often than not, over the last 10 years, it hasn't worked out for teams that have taken guys, not just in the first round, but in the top 10. It's something like 6 out of 18.
That's 40%, right?
Not even. It's 33 of guys that have turned into close to franchise quarterbacks. I mean, that's absolutely brutal when you're drafting in the top 10.
The reality is, right, we know that best case scenario that, 3 out of 5 of these quarterbacks are going to be hits, right? So that means that somebody up here is going to regret what they've done. And if one of those teams are the San Francisco 49ers, not only is that going to haunt them this year, next year, but it's going to haunt them for the other three because they're going to give up 2 first-round draft picks. So they can't even admit their mistake for at least 3 years. Because just imagine this. You don't expect them to play this year, right? So you're going to let Jimmy G go. Then you're going to give him 1 year and be like, all right, well, you know, we got to work on him a little bit more. And then you're going to try and open up the playbook. That's 3. It's going to be 4 years, and then you're going to have to admit your mistake. That way, all that young talent you have, you're going to have to pay.
Chad's in Chicago up next on Bart and Hahn on ESPN God. Radio and ESPN Plus. Chad,
give me a deep,
do we even need to ask,
man? Give me a deep dish pizza, man.
Hey, how are you? Yeah, I'm from Chicago. I'm a Bears fan, and honestly, I hope they put it number 20. I don't want them to trade up. I prefer they invest in an offensive line. I think they're going to be terrible this year. I would prefer them to have some sort of plan in place. I'm terrified that this organization is going to trade away draft picks and end up screwing the next regime when they get fired next year and set us back even further.
Well, Chad, I tell you what, you, Chad, have really painted the picture, not just with being afraid of everything, but in the tone. Like, you could just tell in the tone.
He got no fight left in him. But I tell you what,
he is a broken man.
It's a lot of good offensive line depth in this draft. I believe that you have to go out, and if you're the Bears and you're sitting at 20, you get one of these explosive playmakers because you have to understand that you can't continue to keep franchise tagging Allen Robinson. So you have to replace him now and get you a dynamic playmaker, and somebody's going to fall, get you a dynamic playmaker, and then you address the offensive line in the second round. And you may have to, hey, we talk about Orlando Brown getting traded. You might want to trade Khalil Mack because you can't win a Super Bowl with him right now. So you got to build your future with him and get all that money off the books.
That was a mystifying move the other day. Mystifying move, and we'll get more into
that
in just a few minutes. Yes, you did, Bart Stradamus. Yes, you did.
It happened 6 hours after I said it.
What else is new?
Some respect on my name.
Exactly. Get out. Understand that it's going to happen when you say it. This has been Straight Talk, brought to you by Straight Talk Wireless. I've seen it for a few years now. The man is not wrong. Coming up, a new name has entered the chat with the MVP in the NBA.
A new
Embiid,
one.
Embiid, Jokic, and a new name.
Dun, dun, dun.
Get ready. Right after Bart was a little something on Home Depot.
Home Depot springs make all things new, and the Home Depot makes all spring things possible. Start a garden, refinish a deck. Use the Home Depot mobile app to put over 2 million products in the palm of your hands. Some ready for pickup in as little as 2 hours. Oh, and if you don't have the tools you need, Home Depot Tool Rental Department does. Download the Home Depot app and get started. Bring it on, spring, with innovative help from the Home Depot. How doers get more done. MVP? Let's see who he's talking about. Hold on!
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPN pods. That's amazon.com/ESPN pods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sportsbook bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
Bart and Han.
ESPN Radio presented by Progressive Insurance. You could save big when you bundle your auto, home, motorcycle, RV, or boat. Visit progressive.com. Chris Carlin in for Alan Han this week. He, of course, filling in on KJZ. Bart, if you watch basketball, you understand that there is a new name that must be considered for the MVP. We have heard Jokic all year, and justifiably so.
Jeremy Grant?
No, not Jeremy Grant.
Okay.
Although he's been much better.
Most improved. Okay. Gotcha.
I don't even think he's going to get that. Because the guy who wins most improved might be winning, well, I think should win the MVP. I don't know that he will, but Bart, I will make the case.
Make the case.
Julius Randle's the MVP of this league.
See, man, now we're going to get people saying we slighting too much to
New York, man. No. And here's why. It's not. I can talk about Luka. We could talk about Embiid if you want. We could talk about whatever you want to talk about. When you look at what Julius Randle has done with a team with very little talent.
Almost the same team as last year.
Exactly. And he has taken his game to this whole other level. And yeah, part of it is being on a 9-game win streak right now and being in the 4 seed.
But please
tell me how a guy who has been as dynamic as he has this year would not be the MVP of the league if the New York Knicks, who have been buried for 20 years, finish in the 4 spot in the Eastern Conference, and they actually have a chance to win a round because of this incredible development by somebody that, frankly, has been an afterthought for most of his career. And I get it. And here's the other thing I should explain. I am a purist when it comes to the word valuable in MVP. It's not most outstanding player. It's the guy who is most valuable to his team's success. That's how I would do it if I was voting.
And that's how we always get this award confused, because we think it goes to the best player. It doesn't. It goes to the most valuable player to their team. And if you take Julius Randle off this team, this team is the first, finishes with the worst record in the NBA. That's how valuable he is. And it's not just that, right? We always talk about force multipliers and all that stuff. He makes everybody around him better. Look what RJ Barrett has been able to become because of his leadership. We always award and elevate Chris Paul because of his leadership and what he make the pieces around him become. Well, what has Julius Randle done? Bullock can all of a sudden shoot the three. You think about what Nerlens Noel has become. You look at what R.J. Barrett has become. I mean, I think at 24, 10, and 6, is he 26 years old?
Yep.
He's 26 years old. I think only MJ and Luka has ever averaged that at that age, right? That's saying a lot, right? And let me say that again. Okay, Luka, which we've dubbed like the next Larry Bird, Dirk Nowitzki, you know, future MVP, probably get 2 or 3 in his career. And you look at MJ, the GOAT. Like, what he's done is short of miraculous, man. And listen, I don't know. We all know that it's a little tongue-in-cheek that he won't get any votes.
Yeah.
And that all the regular names will get those votes. I mean, hell, I wouldn't be surprised if he's behind Dame Lillard. You know what I'm saying?
I mean, he is. He right now, according to Caesars William Hill, tied for ninth in terms of best odds to win the MVP at plus 15,000.
Right. You can't look at that. You can't laugh at that, Krill.
No.
We talk about the Joker. He's only 2.7 assists a game less than a Joker. I mean, he's shooting almost 50% from the field. I mean, and look at the – he's come out of nowhere, right?
He really has.
He's like a supernova. Like,
I mean, think about this for a second. The Knicks have cracked ESPN's top 10 NBA power rankings for the first time this season. They couldn't crack the top 10 power rankings in New York for the last 20 years, and there's only two teams here.
St. John's.
St. Peter's in New Jersey. Right.
It's been that bad. But listen, if they finish fourth, man, you got to give him some votes. Now, I'm not saying we don't expect him to win it, but come on, man. It's not something to scoff at. You know what I mean? You think about what he's been able to do and how he's been able to elevate this team. Seemingly with the same roster. There's no big three there. It's the big one.
Well,
and talk about the plays that he's made, nine in a row. Like, come on.
Speaking of the big three, Kevin Durant is actually somebody that is ahead of him in terms of the odds to win the MVP.
Well, you watched him yesterday.
Yeah, and you understand. And when you talk about Durant, you know, as the Knicks go for 10 in a row tonight, you cannot ignore the fact that Durant basically went out there like he hadn't missed any time whatsoever.
Yeah, it's like riding a bike. You know, you get your footing right, and you know, you just get your rhythm going. And I think my teammates did a great job of looking for me all game. And resort back to that work that I put in, just the shots that I take and practice and shoot around, try to get to those as much as possible to gain my rhythm. And I started to get a little bit more creative as the game, you know, started to progress. So it was a good start. Hopefully I build on this game and keep going.
I hate great people. Yeah, it's just like riding. What kind of bike you ride? You ride a different bike than everybody else, man. This dude comes back and it doesn't matter. Everybody wondered what he was going to be when he came back from the Achilles. I think even better.
Yeah.
I mean, he was like, come on, Chris Paul. First of all, I can't even see you under there, little fella.
How about
like,
that?
Like, man, if you don't get your little, I'm going to get underneath you. Like, man, if you don't get your little, I can't say what Chris Paul do because we presented by Progressive, so we don't speak that other stuff. But come on, man, you're going to need a lot of help. You're going to need some insurance.
Well, Chris Paul saying that he wants to guard Durant because, in his mind, the guy should always guard the guy. No, he shouldn't.
Yeah.
Based on what I saw yesterday.
Like little homie. Like, yeah. I think one time he went and dunked on, but he touched him on, patted him on the head on the way up. Like, yeah. I mean, you talk about, and we always talk about all the time, how shooting never ages. And it's just like, Durant, it's, first of all, anybody, you know, we had the, who's the great golf guy we had on, and he said how he had never seen a squirrel, like, at Augusta? Phil Collins. I have never seen a bead of sweat on Kevin Durant's face. Have anybody ever seen Kevin Durant sweat? I've never seen him use a towel. I see him drink Gatorade, but I've never seen him sweat. Like, that's how effortless it is to him. Just like, it's just like watching Prince, like Dave Chappelle with Prince. You're like, shoot the J. He just throws it up. You know what I'm saying? Game block. Like, he asked Chris Paul on the way up, you want pancakes? Assemble your crew.
Couple of things. I love the fact that you said it was Phil Collins. It was Michael Collins.
Michael Collins.
Phil Collins.
I can feel it.
Exactly.
Coming in the air tonight.
Was that on your pregame walk the field playlist?
I'd be ready. I'm gonna kill somebody.
Meanwhile, with Durant doing what he's doing, and then Kyrie, Bart, I actually think it's possible that Kyrie gets overlooked in this whole thing. How good he is, and the fact that they went and get Harden. I honestly believe that Kyrie, I don't want to say disrespected, but kind of forgotten about after they got Harden, and people forget how good he is. And to me, they don't need Harden to win the championship.
Yeah, we're calling him, he's the Chris Bosh. We're calling him Chris Bosh, which is disrespectful to him, right?
Yeah.
And it's like, that's why to me, this is arguably the greatest big three ever. And I know that's saying a lot, right? Because we're saying, hey, Kevin Durant is the one constant on the best big three that we've seen. But you got to say that Kyrie is equal or just as great as Curry. And then you have to say that Harden is better than Klay. So I think the Harden-Klay is what leans it to this big three other than the ones that we've seen. And if y'all think I'm crazy, y'all call in. You tell me why it was another better big three.
I'm at a point here where I don't even think it needs to be a big three. I honestly don't. I think Durant and Kyrie they can absolutely compete for a championship without Harden.
I know we got to go to a break. Can I ask the people out there something too? Like,
you
I had
do
this
whatever
issue,
you want.
Right? I shower up before I come here. Mm. But have you guys ever had knuckles like this, right? And you have no lotion?
Dried out?
Yeah. Is it okay to use lip balm? Has anybody out there ever
I have
used
never tried that.
Has anybody out there ever used hair grease or lip balm because they were too embarrassed because their knuckles was ashy as hell?
Look at my knuckles. They're pretty dry.
But you can't see them, though.
You can see them. The light's not helping. But trust me, they're dry.
Okay.
Pass it over here. You want my knuckle hair on your lip balm? I don't think so.
I'm going to use some Birch to get these knuckles right, man. Because I'm going to get a call from either my assistant or my mom. Like, baby, you look like you was punching boxes.
Your assistant. Look at you. This is Barton Hahn coming to you live from the Heineken River Deck at Pier 17. Up in moments, history. Last night in Major League Baseball, or was there?
I mean, I would have tried. There's too many variables. If it works for seven, it's hard to imagine it not working for two more.
Who is that, and what is he talking about? We will tell you in just moments on Bart and Hahn.
Hello, Fresh. I bet we all miss a true, real break. Not just an endless downtime. I mean a real break that feels earned. A shortcut that gives yourself a chance to have an easier life. Without sacrificing the end result. And that's how you'll feel with HelloFresh. HelloFresh lets you skip the grocery store, the crowds, the traffic, the hassle, without sacrificing delicious meals. With more than 25 chef-created recipes to pick from each week, you'll never run out of meals to try. Go to HelloFresh.com/BART12. Use promo code BART12 and get 12 free meals, including free shipping. That's promo code BART12 at HelloFresh.com/BART12. Back after this.
Bart and Hahn.
That's what we doing now, Chris.
Apparently. It's Bart and Hahn, ESPN Radio, ESPN Plus. Presented by Progressive Insurance, and all guests appear via the Goodyear Hotline. Well, Bart, today is a day for doing, and Madison Bumgarner, I mean, he got it done, and they're calling it a notable achievement as opposed to a no-hitter. Bart, I cannot stand the idea that people actually believe this should be a no-hitter when it's a seven-inning game and a doubleheader. And I understand that you are defining this as a game, but all you are doing is disrespecting every single other person that has ever thrown a no-hitter in their major league career if you give it to Madison Bumgarner based on seven innings. Can't do it!
A lot can happen, and let's just say with six hitters still do up. Like, come on, man. Like, it's almost like a guy saying, hey, man, I ain't throw any gutters, but you had the bumpers up. Like, man, come on, man. Man, get the hell out of here, man. Like, this is a great achievement. Like, let's keep it what it is. But there's a lot that can happen, especially when you talk about his pitch count, where it was. You know what I mean? Let's see how much more if somebody even got somebody in there fouled a bunch off, competitive things. Like, you're talking about a no-hitter. Like, come on, man. Like, stop it.
For comparison's sake, you had Carlos Rodon from the White Sox who threw his no-hitter, about 10 days ago or so, and he threw 114 pitches in 9 innings. Bumgarner threw 98 pitches through 7. He was not going to be able to finish that if he had gone back out
there.
Unless you're going to let him risk getting hurt. And we've seen that plenty of times. Mets did that with Johan Santana. His career
was never the same. Right.
Never going to do it again.
Well, nobody cares about Bumgarner.
Meanwhile, here's Madison on whether or not it is.
Do you consider it a no-hitter, Madison?
I mean, I don't know. I mean, I didn't give up any hits today, so I'm not in control of how many innings we're playing. I like the seven-inning doubleheader thing.
You know, here's what bothers me, too, about it. If he wants it to be a no-hitter, I mean, you're Madison Bumgarner. You have got more than enough equity in your career with all you've done to help the Giants win their three championships.
Right.
You've been a great pitcher throughout your career. If I'm on that level of greatness, and maybe this isn't fair, but if I'm on that level of greatness,
beneath.
I don't want to be credited with a no-hitter when it's not a true 9-inning game. I don't want it.
I mean, And he I hate when people like the passive aggressive. Well, I didn't give up any hits today. It's easy to imagine that, you know, in two more innings, like, come on, man, stop it. How many times through the rotation would that have been? Like, somebody's going, come on, man. Like, anything could have happened. Like, that's disrespectful to the people that went the whole nine innings. And I'm not even paying attention to him. I think what DeGrom did the other day was more impressive, man.
Well, DeGrom was absolutely off the charts, and we'll hear from him more later on in audio files. But in a case like this, it's not often, and I'll give them credit, it has not been often the last few years in particular where we've been able to say Major League Baseball got it right.
Yeah.
I understand that you're going to define it as a game, but in this case, Rob Manfred, those guys were right to kind of, first of all, take a little bit of time after the game and then decide, no, this is not it, because it really, to me, devalues the history of it. And I think it's good that they actually had this happen because it sets the definition here for the future.
I mean, I wonder how we're going to adjust the new landscape, right? You talk about, you know, extra innings, somebody starting on second base. You know, we talk about, you know, the doubleheaders only seven game innings. Like, how are we going to adjust, like, the record books to reflect accurately for someone who, you know, when we're all gone and the space aliens come in and it's like the monkeys are running and it's like Planet of the Apes all over again. Like, when they pick it up, how are they going to understand the history of our game and with the asterisks from the steroid era and now that we have shortened games?
So they're going to find, instead of the Statue of Liberty, a statue of Madison Baumgartner outside AT&T Park in San Francisco, even though he's pitching for the Diamondbacks.
It's going to be Charlie Hustle. Like, this guy just played outstanding. He was just the best guy ever.
Getting It Done brought to you by the Home Depot with everything you need to do projects smarter, faster, and easier. Welcome to today's Home Depot. How doers get more done. We're going to take more calls in just a little bit, but in moments, we will go out to the Goodyear hotline for one of our experts. Brought to you by Goodyear, helping you discover the road ahead. Goodyear, more driven. So the draft begins Thursday night. Exactly what are the 49ers going to do at the third overall pick? What quarterback slides? What quarterback goes earlier? And who trades up? All those questions answered. Next, it's Barton Hahn on ESPN Radio and ESPN Plus.
Thanks for listening to the Barton Hahn Podcast. You can listen live to Barton Hahn weekdays at noon Eastern on ESPN Radio or stream the video of the show on ESPN Plus. Bart and Hahn, the podcast.